lightning has struck twice in the life of the pastor of the Brownsville Revival in Pensacola, Florida, where over 4 million people came from all over the world. Now he's hosting a new revival in Mobile, Alabama, where healing, deliverance, and salvation is commonplace.
Can ancient secrets of the supernatural be rediscovered? Do angels exist? Is there life after death? Are healing miracles real? Can you get supernatural help from another dimension? Has the future been written in advance? Sid Roth has spent 30 years researching the strange world of the supernatural. Join Sid on this edition of It's Supernatural.
Hello, Sid Roth here. Welcome to my world, where it's naturally supernatural. And wow, that's all I have to say. Lightning has hit twice. Because on Father's Day, 1995, lightning hit in Pensacola, Florida. And there was a move of God's Spirit. 4.5 million people went through the doors of your congregation. Never in your wildest imagination did you expect 4.5 million people from all over the world because they were hungry for God. Yeah. And then that ended. But there was a prophecy that you didn't know at the time about. There was going to be 50 miles away another move of God's Spirit. Tell me about that.
Yeah, it was prophesied at the very time that they prophesied revival was coming to Pensacola that it would go 50 miles to the west, and I didn't know that. You know, all I knew was there's a prophecy about revival coming to Pensacola. And so whenever I left Brownsville in 2003, I moved over here and started a church in 2006. I'd been gone from Brownsville about close to 3 years. And so when I came over here to start this church, I didn't know at that time about the prophecy that it was going to go 50 miles to the west. And if you leave the parking lot at Brownsville and go to the parking lot at the Daphne Civic Center, it's exactly 50 miles from parking lot to parking lot, exactly 50 miles.
I want to take you back to that Father's Day service because I like it. That's why.
Yeah.
I understand, you know, as any pastor that has a large congregation, you have to have certain authority and things in place, etc. But you got hit by the Spirit of God to the point where you were on the floor for how many hours?
That day I was on the floor for 4 hours. But honestly, I was really not incapacitated, but I was really almost useless for 3 months.
I have an inside information on you from, well, maybe I won't tell you who from, but someone in your house very close to you had to take your shoes and socks off
That's right.
You didn't have the ability.
That's right. And I had to have ladies come home with Brenda to help undress her and get her ready for bed because she couldn't get herself ready for bed. I couldn't take my shoes and socks off. And actually, it took me about 3 months to be able to function and to get my sea legs and to be able to function under the glory where I could pray for people. It took me about 3 months.
John, what is the glory? How would you describe the glory?
I would say the glory is the manifest presence of God. It comes from the word kabod. It's a Hebrew word. It comes from, and it means heavy, the heavy, weighty presence of God. And so, you know, most people understand the anointing, most people understand the blood, but when you start talking about the glory, they get confused and they sort of intermingle the glory with the anointing and they're completely separate. The anointing is God's authorization on a person's life to do the works of the ministry, but the glory is God's weighty presence. And that's what happened when they dedicated Solomon's temple. The glory came in to the point that they could not even stand to minister.
I read about that, and it is so tangible there, and that was under the old covenant. How much more should we have under the new covenant?
Yeah.
But now let me take you fast forward. Lightning struck again.
Yes.
You had a young evangelist that you knew nothing about beyond, you know, you got a good reputation, but you had never heard him yourself, a little nervous. And he speaks, when were you touched by the glory? And I understand this was the first time of this magnitude since the Brownsville, Pensacola days.
Yeah, he spoke for me on the remaining two nights of my conference this year, which I held in July. And he did a wonderful job on Thursday night. But Friday night when he came in, miracles actually broke out. And we saw blind eyes open and deaf ears pop open. And
out of curiosity, about how many deaf ears popped open?
I saw six people's ears pop open within a space of 20 feet. I saw their ears pop open.
And did you know at that moment that he's back? Lightning has struck again?
I really did. I knew. I mean, I heard the familiar sounds of revival. Revival has a sound.
It's happening.
And I heard the sounds of revival. I heard it in the air. And then I heard the moans, and I heard the praise and the worship, and it was sustained. It hits a crescendo, and it just sustains itself. And it brought back so many memories of Brownsville, and I knew, I said to myself, oh, my God, I mean, it's back. And so this revival is not only a revival of God's presence like Brownsville was, but I would say that the difference is the miracles are more plenteous, they're more frequent, and they're major miracles. We had miracles at Brownsville, too, but these are all the time, and I would say by the hundreds.
Whet my appetite. Tell me about that pastor's wife. As I understand it, she had an auto accident, and she was in a wheelchair, unable to walk for 23 years?
22 and a half years.
Wow.
Yeah, it happened on Christmas night 22 and a half years ago, and the only way I ever knew her was in a wheelchair. Matter of fact, whenever I left Brownsville, my wife, when she'd go to church, she'd drive to Mobile to the Bishop's Church. So she knew them, and we knew them, and they're wonderful people. And boy, when they came that night, when Nathan prayed for her, and she said, "Ooh, I feel your hand on my foot, my leg," I knew that she didn't have any feeling below the waist. And so I knew, I said, "Oh, my goodness." Hmm. So she moved the feet things off of her wheelchair, and she tried to stand up, and she stood up just for a second, fell back down. You could tell, I mean, she didn't have the ability to stand.
Well, her muscles had atrophied from all those years.
And so she sat there for about four or five more minutes. And this time she stood up. And when she stood up, she sustained herself. And so Bishop got under one arm and I got under the other arm. And we began to help her walk. And at first she could just barely move her feet. But by the time we came back after two or three laps around the front of the church, she was moving her legs like a majorette.
Going on inside of you?
Well, I mean, I wanted,
in you.
I wanted to run. I wanted
really
to run.
Did.
I mean, I was jumping up and down, and I thought, my God, I'm going to snatch her shoulder out, you know. She had her shoulder wrapped around my arm, and I just jumped up and down. I thought, I'm going to snatch her shoulder out of socket. Because, I mean, I was watching Bishop's face, Sid, when she was walking the first time, because I knew that he knew his wife, and I was watching his face and was trying to help her walk.
He had never seen her walk.
No.
Because
no.
How long have they been married?
9 years, and she's been in the wheelchair 23 years. So I was watching his face, and whenever she started moving her feet, I saw a look of horror come on his face like, oh, my God. And then I saw tears jump out of his eyes.
John, hold that thought. There is such a presence of God. And that's the name of his congregation, Church of the Presence of God. That's what God told him to call this place. I can't wait to what's going to be happening when we come back. Be right back after this word.
Thank you. Thank you.
Something deep inside of me was calling out to the deep of God. And I said, Lord, there's got to be more. And I would come in here in this building and I would scare myself, friend. It was the stillness of that dark pre-dawn hours. 4 o'clock in the morning, 3 o'clock in the morning. And I'd lay on that front row and I'd grab my belly and bellow out like a cow. Oh, God! I need you, Lord! I would walk these floors and I would cry out loud. I knew nobody was around and I knew nobody could hear. And I'd lift my voice sometime till I would be hoarse and I'd say, God, there's more. There's got
to be
more.
We'll be right back to It's Supernatural.
Sid Roth has found the key to worldwide revival. This is God's time to reach the Jewish people with his love. Messiah Jesus has torn down the wall dividing Jew and Gentile. The two together form one new man to reach the world. God's method to reach the Jewish people is through signs and wonders. This is why our website, sidroth.org, is jam-packed with tools to equip you to move in signs and wonders, understand Israel and the Jewish roots of the church. Log on to sidroth.org today.
We now return to It's Supernatural.
Hello, Sid Roth here at the Mobile Convention Center. Yeah. I heard that there was a move of God's Spirit here. And John, you know me from, he was shepherd at the great Brownsville Revival in Pensacola, Florida. And I would go there because I like the presence of God. I've never been a drug addict. I've never been an alcoholic, so I can't describe. I can't compare. But I can tell you, the presence of God, there is nothing this world has to offer compared to this. And the presence of God, John, came on this pastor's wife who had, for some 23 years, had been confined to a wheelchair from an auto accident. She couldn't walk. Her husband married her just 9 years ago. He had never seen her walk.
No. So when we was helping her walk, and I was watching his face, and I mean, just a look came on his face like, oh my God. And then I saw tears jump out of his eyes. And so then I knew, I said, whoa. You know, we're looking at a miracle here. And because I didn't know if she had any movement or any feelings at all, but I mean, she was totally paralyzed from the waist down. And then a week later, she came back and walked essentially without any assistance. We just sort of maybe touched her a little bit just to keep her balanced. But now, Sid, she's actually, they're leaving the wheelchair in the pastor's office. She's walking out to the church. She's standing up singing, and she's walking out in the audience and praying for people. The woman is walking.
Tell me, because I've never had you publicly tell me this, and I am fascinated by it, about the Orthodox Jewish man that was dying that came to the Brownsville Revival.
He was diagnosed by his doctor with a brain tumor, and he was very sick. Matter of fact, when they brought him down to Pensacola, he got his doctor's, he didn't really get his doctor's permission to come. He asked the doctor if he could come, and he cursed, and he said, no. And so he said, well, am I dying? And the doctor said, yes, you are. He said, well, if I'm dying, what damage could it cause me, you know? So they brought him down, and he got there about 5:30 in the evening. I remember meeting him, and he was so dizzy he was throwing up because he had equilibrium problems, and his eyes was going sideways like this in his head, sideways, because of the pressure on his optic nerves. And he was so sick, he couldn't even hardly greet me, you know, because I didn't really think he was going to be able to make it to 7 o'clock when it started, but he did. And so in revival back in those days when the glory of the Lord would come in the church, you've been out on a cloudy day and feel the sun come out on a cloudy day. You can feel it on your exposed skin, like the back of your hands, your ears and all. We'd be in worship at Brownsville, and it would feel like the sun would come out. And sure enough, that night.
But right now, I feel a heavy, good but not bad, a heavy presence, and I'm having difficulty not shaking. Is that what you're talking about?
It is. Welcome to revival. But anyway, it felt like the sun come out. And so that night he was in the service, and it felt like, sure enough, during worship, it felt like the sun would come out. And so all of a sudden, this guy stands up like this out of his wheelchair, and he says, oh, my God, I'm healed. And I remember looking at him back there, and I thought to myself, if that man's standing, that man's healed. Because he was so sick and so dizzy. Well, to make a long story short, he went back to Atlanta, walked into his doctor's office, not in a wheelchair, walked
in. I wish I'd been there.
I wish I had too. And the doctor, when he saw him, he cussed again, you know. he said, what in the blankety blank are you doing here? How come you're not in your wheelchair? He said, well, I went to Florida. I went to that revival. And he said, I want another MRI. The doctor said, no, 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 no. He said, look, I've got your MRIs back there. I know what they look like. He said, look, forget insurance. I'll pay for it out of my pocket. I want another MRI. They did one. The tumor was completely gone. He brought 30 people back to Brownsville, 30 Jews back to Brownsville with him on a bus Sunday morning. And every one of them was saved and filled with the Holy Spirit.
Did you hear that? Every one of them had an experience with God and filled with the Holy Spirit. I believe a miracle settles the argument.
Yes.
I absolutely believe it. And this is what I proclaim. Proclaim the kingdom of God after you have demonstrated the kingdom of God, and everyone will want to know the king.
Yes.
It's so simple. You need help to be confused. We have a cerebral gospel. Like I talk to Orthodox Jewish people. I say, look at Isaiah 53, 800 years before Jesus came to earth. It's a perfect description of Jesus, and they're not even sure that the Bible is coming from God. They're not even sure that there is a God. But show a Jewish person one. Is it an accident that the scriptures say the Jew require a sign?
Yes.
And is it an accident that the two times lightning has struck revival with Pastor John Kilpatrick, these are the ingredients. He has a heart for the presence of God. He has a heart for walking in holiness. He has a heart to pray. And he has a heart for the Jew in Israel. I said something spectacular would happen on this particular segment. I guess I'm holding back, but I'm expecting it on the next segment. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Jesus! Jesus! Father, I pray tonight that every life will be touched. That, Lord, bondage will be broken. That addiction will be broken. That, Father, the fears and the anxiety and, Father, the weights that people are carrying tonight will be lifted in the name of Jesus. Father, I pray for every sickness, every disease in the name of Jesus. By the power of the blood, of the shed blood of the Lamb, let the healing power of God flow through your body right now. In Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus.
We'll be right back to It's Supernatural.
In this place tonight.
April 2008, God gave Pastor John Kilpatrick a prophetic dream about events ready to happen during the next several years. A massive worldwide economic shaking has already come to pass. Yet to be fulfilled is an earthquake of epic proportions that will hit the United States, causing the nation to be cut in half. Did you know that God wants to reveal his innermost secrets to you through visions during night watches and in your dreams? John Kilpatrick wants to mentor you so you receive communication from God even while you sleep. Call now and receive John Kilpatrick's powerful life-changing teaching series Mysteries Revealed on 3 audio CDs. Yours for a donation of $25. Shipping and handling is included. Ask for offer number 1337. Through this anointed biblical teaching, Pastor Kilpatrick will teach you to receive mysteries, revelation, and secrets from God in the night seasons. Because of the perilous times we are living in, it is imperative you hear from God. Through this 3-part audio CD teaching series, this powerful revelation birthed in the anointing of revival will cause you, when you go to sleep, to receive impartations from God to help you obtain victory over every problem you are facing. Don't miss out on getting John Kilpatrick's powerful, life-changing teaching series, Mysteries Revealed, on 3 audio CDs. Yours for a donation of $25. Shipping and handling is included. Ask for offer number 1337. Call or you can write to Sid Roth. It's Supernatural. Post Office Box 1918, Brunswick, Georgia 31521. Please specify offer number 1337 or log on to SidRoth.org. Call or write today.
We now return to It's Supernatural.
Hello, Sid Roth here. I'm with Pastor John Kilpatrick at the Mobile Convention Center, Mobile Bay, and lightning has struck a second time. It's so wonderful. How would you compare the difference between this move of God and the Brownsville, Pensacola move of God?
Well, revival basically is revival. It's the same strain. It's the same spirit. But what I would say makes this one different is the presence of God, it feels much the same. It's like deja vu all over again. but the miracles are more numerous. And they're not only more frequent, but I'd say in magnitude, greater miracles that we're seeing right now. And, you know, I hadn't been out really in the glory since Brownsville. And while we've been here in this convention center, I was out in the glory several times again.
Just as he said that, the glory has gotten so hard, so strong, so wonderful, that I believe that you could pray for people to experience the glory right now. Would you do that?
Yeah, Father, in the powerful name of Jesus, I just speak, Lord, that the glory of God come in people's homes, hotel rooms, hospital rooms, right where they are right now, that the weighty presence of the Lord will move in, that the heat of the healing presence of God would overshadow the sick right now. And Lord, that your presence would move in, strengthen your people, encourage your people, and Lord, revive your people in the powerful name of Jesus.
Well, there's a healing anointing connected with this particular move of God's Spirit. It is the same as Brownsville from the viewpoint of holiness and repentance and souls. But the healing, the miracle anointing, I heard that people with pain of any kind, like in a back, go ahead, here, are you from Missouri? I want you to prove me right now. If you have a backache, bend over. If you don't bend, please. Okay, you may get, no. Okay, but seriously, arthritis in your fingers and even ears are open. This is a glorious anointing. But the last time I interviewed you, you had an acronym of the word resurrection of what was going to happen in the next 3 years. Now there's 2 years left, and what you painted, what God showed you, was a horrible picture for the United States of America of what's about ready to happen. And I believe God showed you, he downloaded in your spirit how we will know mysteries. What did he say to you?
Well, the Lord showed me that in no uncertain terms that before his coming that he was going to reveal mysteries. He said in heaven there'll be no mysteries. In heaven, everything will be completely revealed. But before we get to heaven, mysteries are not going to do us any good if they remain mysteries. So his coming is close. And so the Holy Spirit's in the process right now of revealing mysteries to his people. Not just prophets, not just pastors or evangelists, but lay people. God's revealing mysteries, things that's been locked up, things that's had people stumped, things that's been clogged. He's just loosing and people's dreams, people's
right, like wisdom for what to do with your children.
Yeah.
And you've got an impossible situation. What to do in your marriage? What to do about your finances? Yeah. He's going to show. I guess I've listened to this teaching that God downloaded. He is going to show exactly how to solve these horrific problems that are coming on planet Earth.
Well, I believe that next year and the next year are going to be crucial years. I believe the church needs to get ready. I've never been a preacher that's a doomsayer by any means. I try to move in faith, always have preached faith, and I'm a very optimistic person. But I believe the next 2 years are going to be crucial. I would really recommend that people begin to put back some money, cash if they can, and to put back some food and water and things like that. I'm not trying to make anybody nervous or afraid, but I believe that these next 2 years are going to be that crucial economically and otherwise, that I think it's wisdom to do that. Now, the Lord didn't tell me to tell people to do that, but I believe that it's just wisdom to do that. I ordered food today, meals, you know, MRE type meals. I ordered some today. Not only for my family, but for my staff, I ordered some to make sure that in case hard times come, that we're prepared. You know,
now,
Joseph.
Now this may be sound crazy to you, Pastor, but I believe that we are about ready to come into the greatest days of the move of God's Spirit on planet Earth.
Yes.
And I believe if you're experiencing any fear, you have to get closer to God. And he makes a promise to you. His promise is, if you will draw close to him, I promise you, I can almost feel his passion for you right now. I promise you, if you draw close to me, I will draw close to you. And that is the answer. In fact, what you teach is that people have to move from being a servant to being a friend. And I think of Abraham.
Yes.
Abraham was a friend of God.
Well, the Bible says, can two walk together except they be agreed? In other words, if you walk with the Lord, He wants you to get out of that servant mentality. We have to have a servant spirit about us where we're willing to serve people. But the Lord doesn't want us to come to Him like a servant. He said, I have not called you servant, I've called you friend. And the Lord reveals His secrets to His friends. Servants take care of things. Servants serve. But friends, when you look at the Last Supper, you see John with his head on Christ's breast, and you see his ear right up to his heart. And John is the one in his gospel, the Gospel of John, he's the one that wrote the deepest of the Gospels. And he's also the one that recorded the Revelation.
How would you like to be a friend of God? If you repent of your sins, you tell Him you're sorry, and you believe that Jesus washed away your sins. I know it sounds too good to be true, but it's true.
Yes.
And you ask Him to live inside of you. That is the doorway into the greatest adventure of your life. It's time for you to walk on that adventure right now. Do something about it. You don't need my words. You just need to be honest with God. Draw close to God. He promises to draw close to you.
April 2008, God gave Pastor John Kilpatrick a prophetic dream about events ready to happen during the next several years. A massive worldwide economic shaking has already come to pass. Yet to be fulfilled is an earthquake of epic proportions that will hit the United States, causing the nation to be cut in half. Did you know that God wants to reveal His innermost secrets to you through visions during night watches and in your dreams? John Kilpatrick wants to mentor you so you receive communication from God even while you sleep. Call now and receive John Kilpatrick's powerful life-changing teaching series Mysteries Revealed on 3 audio CDs. Yours for a donation of $25. Shipping and handling is included. Ask for offer number 1337. Through this anointed biblical teaching, Pastor Kilpatrick will teach you to receive mysteries, revelation, and secrets from God in the night seasons. Because of the perilous times we are living in, it is imperative you hear from God. Through this 3-part audio CD teaching series, this powerful revelation birthed in the anointing of revival will cause you, when you go to sleep, to receive impartations from God to help you obtain victory over every problem you are facing. Don't miss out on getting John Kilpatrick's powerful, life-changing teaching series, Mysteries Revealed, on 3 audio CDs. Yours for a donation of $25. Shipping and handling is included. Ask for offer number 1337. Call or you can write to Sid Roth. It's Supernatural. Post Office Box 1918, Brunswick, Georgia 31521. Please specify offer number 1337 or log on to SidRoth.org. Call or write today.
Next week on It's Supernatural.
Nathan Morris, a young man with serious addictions, an immoral lifestyle, watched a supernatural video and the glory of God filled the room, overpowered him. And today, he's appearing to millions through the media, and miracles are happening.
Fire, Jesus!